No, 6501 brings you back to that deadline as well. That's no good. What you're looking for is 0208 884 6502, does it? Zero, 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 one of the same. Pick up the phone, you bloody malicious process. Try this one. 5 8 8 8 4 8 8 4 6 5 1 0 is the number that they advise. The new one, I think.
Good morning.
Hello, how are you doing? Is it possible to speak to Paul from administration, please?
Paul is not in today, he's on annual leave.
He's on annual leave, I can appreciate that. I have a few concerns that I'd like to raise with the call, if that's possible. Are you the person that could help me do this?
It depends, is it to do with the case?
It's to do with the court's running business objectives and what the court has signed to and allowed to and taken money to allow to happen. The court's taken money and taken fat receipts. There's fat receipts for what's happening, what they're doing to my life. So, can I take your name for a start, please?
Mr.
Hertron. How you doing, Mr. Hertron? My name's Mr. Cordell, Simon Paul Cordell, and I've been stuck in a malicious process caused by Enfield Council and Edmonton Lower Court. I understand malicious process is a criminal offence, and malicious prosecution is also a criminal offence. What the courts have allowed to happen in Edmonton County Court was, for short, Enfield Council made an ASBO against me. They've done it under the Raves Bill, which is a criminal offence, and they put an 8-year curfew on me. The maximum sentence, if you did get arrested for the Raves Bill, is 6 months custodial. And I never got arrested for this. It's not on my criminal record. I have a copy of the police criminal record here. The police changed every name. There were 6 events in the ASBO. The police changed all of the names with Enfield Council, of all the police officers. They called the police officers Bran A, Bran B, Harry Havitt, and they changed all of the numbers. Numbers, the URN numbers and the rest of it on the paperwork, which I can prove because I've got a copy of my real criminal record from their computers and I can match the two together. They falsified all of the victim statements on the Crown Prosecution Files 2011. All victim statements on MG11 forms must be signed if they're in a third perspective. None of the statements were signed. Because I started to phone them up and question the integrity of the evidence that they have under the 1941 Evidence Act against me, they started to put a smoke screen up, let's just call it, in the general public, which endangered my life, which was not true. They used my personal data from DPA and the GDPR, and they violated, they caused a breach of my human rights. I never gave no one consent to use my name for anything. Yeah. Then why, because they wanted to cover this up, I got put on bail conditions not to be at my mother's house, not to be at my own home. While I'm on bail conditions at my mother's house, Lemmy and the Enfield Council didn't realise I wasn't in my house. They made up a load of dates and put a possession order in. Lucky for me, I was on bail conditions and not allowed back to my house, so I couldn't have done what they done. Once I hotted them up and proved, hang on, we'll use it, I've forged all of these first 12 things. They made an injunction order, and this, and Edmonton Lower Court accepted the injunction order with the same claims that they had forged, which I can prove, but they copied and pasted them ones and created 31 new ones. Now, I went to their computers, stripped their computers. In stripping, I mean I put a Freedom of Information Access in and took all my personal data. Now, you can see that then what they done is, now the rest of, after the first 12 claims, they made it to 31 claims. The first 12 were forged, I weren't in my address. Then the rest of them ain't in the council's history. They were maliciously made out to false malicious prosecution. I went to court for an injunction order, the case got swiped out. I won after the possession order, and I won the injunction order. This court accepted the company, Enfield Council's credit card again afterwards, and let them reinstate it with another injunction order. But they initially reinstated the second injunction order for threats to kill. But what they done is let Lemmy from the Enfield Council come down to the court, do an affidavit of service, which is perjury under the 1911 Act, and in your courthouse, and he reinstated the dead case back into the second injunction order, which his initial grounds were threats to kill for himself. I made a phone call supposedly, and I said I'm gonna kill you down the phone, and this never happened. Yeah, I wouldn't be so silly to do that. But basically afterwards he reinstated the dead case after that. The initial 12 cases from the beginning of all of this, I had already won in a criminal court. So I'd been a bit arrested in a criminal court when all this started. I got found not guilty in the criminal court. Lemmy got witness care to message him, and all of them feel can't say Simon's won the cases now and he's allowed to come back to his house. Because remember, I said I was on bail conditions. Once then Lemmy took them dead cases, made a possession order, because I requested the the statements for them possession orders. He only had the dead statements from the criminal courts. So he run around, made an injunction order up with you's lot, and then you's lot have now, he made a load of statements, which is what I'm saying, he forged. Then after that, I won that case, and he's done another injunction for threats to kill against him. Then he's done a perjury, letting use like that Matthew Illigans and all that come down doing affidavits. Now they've done another possession order in the same claims again. Then they've done another possession order after that. I'm still being chased for the same claims from 2015 of supposedly threats to kill my neighbour when I've got the day on camera. Yeah, and they've reinstated the same claims that I've won every time in your court, and your court is happy to take the credit card and to take their money and make this happen to my life. Now I'm stuck till the 12th of December waiting for another possession order, which is supposed to be heard at your court, and it's the same possession order from 2016, the same claims inside of it. The people that actually were supposed to have made these claims up have all moved out of my block. They don't even live here anymore, so there is no chance of a conviction at the end of this. This is like trying to crack a nut with a hammer, and knowing that you're not going to do it. This is malicious prosecution. Your court is favouring it, and it's bias and decision. Not once have I been allowed to that court to explain myself or what's happened, because every time I attend to the court, I'm told to shut up and just stand there while we're going through preliminary hearings, and I'm not allowed to speak. Everything is in hearsay, and there's no hearsay application being put into the application. It's all he, she, that, and apart from Lemmy's name out of the 31 offences, I want to call the people to court, that's my accusers to court. How can I call them to court if they're all he, she, and all 31 different people, and you've not put let a hearsay application go through the court? Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Do you understand what I'm saying? I know it's a lot for you to take on, and I know it's a bit more than what your job maybe pays you for, but in these circumstances, somebody in your company has gone out of the jobs, at the job's normal running ability, at the company's normal running abilities, and now I'm suffering. Due to negligence and gross misconduct, it's called targeted malice, which is a 10-year sentence, and I'll tell you, it's targeted malice, malicious prosecution, malicious process, and no police officer or court officer is safeguarded from these offences. They're all 10-year sentences for any person proved doing it. I've got a diary, I've got evidence of every single day, and I'd like to be able to resolve this issue before the 12th of December, because I've been waiting for your court to get me since 16 in credit cards in about 4 cases, all for the same accusations. That I've got video evidence, I've got loads of phone calls speaking to Paul, and I've transcribed all of Paul's conversations up. I can see Paul riding a massive sentence with quite a few of your team and the rest of the team colleagues, and I've got loads of an African bloke a couple of times lying, so I've got quite a few of them in there all transcribed up. I don't see how your court can handle me. Yeah, because I've also put in claims against Enfield Council. I've took Enfield Council's public liability insurance for £50 million. I took both of their policies. I've took NHS's Relution policy, which is unlimited, and I've took the Metropolitan Police's public liability. You're insured with the same people that the Metropolitan's insured with. Is that correct? Because you're a courthouse.
Right. I'll tell you one thing, sir. I know that it might not maybe not appropriate, but I'm only a court officer. You need to put it in writing what you just have told me. You can put it in email, okay, or a letter, and then I can refer to the court manager to look into it for you.
Okay, I've been through this with the court managers, and the court managers are acting in, there'd be a conflict of work of interest under the 1998 Act now if this court does anything, because I'm taking proceedings against this court and its employees, and I've built an official report, and I'm going to post it. I've got at least 15 recordings of me and all of the employees in there, and I tell you, if you ever listen to it takes me 3-4 days to just listen to like 28 minutes, because it's that bad what I'm explaining to you, like down the phone. And to transcribe it, it could take me 3 days to do a 28-minute thing. I've got so many, all with Paul's and all of your officers' names in there, all being warned about this and warned about everything that you're doing. And you're happy to take the company credit, Enfield Council's credit card, to commit attempted manslaughter. It could be charged as this can be. Your court is in contempt to be able to deal with these issues. You do not have the power or the ability to set the sentences out. And I would like this raised to the Queen's bench. I'd like it raised to higher court so that I can deal with it, because I've also got an ongoing case with all of this where it's going to be going to the Supreme Court and the European Convention. The paperwork's being drafted right now to go to the European Convention for you, so, and for all the rest of the governing bodies that have dealt with my life in such a negligent way. So how is your court going to deal with this? Am I allowed to go? If we have a trial at your court, can I bring all the tape recordings in of Paul and everyone and the transcribes? And can I put them? I'm going to hand them in as evidence into my response bundle, and I'm going to call all of your employees into the trial. There's a conflict of work there. How can I do this to your courthouse? How can you not even be? It makes you bias, all of you and your colleagues, to even deal with any case against me if I'm putting a case against you. How is this legal? And you're a professional court, you deal with litigation on a numerous offence. How are you so happy to take that company's credit cards for the same claims over 4 years? Why have I been locked in my house for 4 years by Edmonton Lower Court for a possession order, an injunction order, an injunction order, and another possession order? Why am I still waiting till the 12th of December? I've been waiting since 2016. I've won every single one of them, yeah? And you just let them come back in with the same credit card, use the same claims, reinstate it all again in a new application and serve it to my door. That is malicious that's attempted manslaughter. How are you not allowing this to happen in such a professional place of business?
Unfortunately, I'll have to ask you to put it in writing, I'm afraid.
I've already put it in writing, and I've told Paul down the phone he can go to horrificcorruption.com, to my website. I have problems with reading and writing myself, and I don't have a support team about me now. I've guided them all to my website, and I've shown them evidence in that website, Horrific Corruption, like I'm guiding you now. That is good enough for you to take action and to do the right. You're a court, you're supposed to know the difference between right and wrong, and holding somebody in the house and keep taking a million dollar company's business card and keep signing to hold me in here, knowing that I'm not getting no fair process, or even getting to a court to explain myself and say that this is illegally and immorally being done to me. I'm being undermined by state officials, which is a breach of my Article 3 human rights, not to be degraded, humiliated by any state official. Physical or mental sufferings will amount to torture. It says it, Article 3, Article 2, the right to life. These things should be primary objectives for yourselves to mandatory to maintain. How can you be allowing all me need to get all of these recordings and line news uploaded, or your other colleagues let me do this to them, because their lives are ruined now, and I'm sitting here screwing because I can't. I've not been able to paint a wall in my flat for 4 years because I'm waiting for a processional, because this court took loads of money off of Enfield Council when Enfield Council knew they made it all up and I weren't even in the house in the beginning, let alone that I won all of the cases in the criminal court anyway. I can give you the case numbers to the criminal courts that I won these cases in before Lemmy ever brought them to your court. And I can give you the witness care team, Jane something, sending over them to all the release notes saying Simon's won all of these cases. Then Lemmy took them cases that I won, put them into a possession order. I asked him, where's the 6 statements for these things? Can I have the statements? He had no statements because he used the dead cases. So then once he done that, he went and he created an injunction order, run around grabbing new statements, and used not let them file it. The judge realised what was going on, threw it out. Then Lemmy sat in your courts on an emergency application, begging, giving you the company credit card. You can see I've got all of the bills of receipts here. I've got everything that you have took, how much money you have took to do this to my life. Please, can somebody help me sort this out? Why do I need to write if there's a website for you to go to? I've got Paul on the phone going to the website. On the phone, going to it and reading it. He has actually read it while on the phone to me. Hello?
Unfortunately, you have to understand. We can't stay here and reading, going on the website to read all your articles and what you have written. We are customer services team. We have to answer calls.
Yeah, but you have legal administration team. You are a court. You are a courthouse. I'm not phoning up a tire shop. You have administration that would deal with legal subjects, and if this company ends up in danger at any time, it's in the constitution.
That's what I'm saying, yeah? Sir, we are only court officers.
I appreciate that, but you work for the company. You work for the company. The constitution to that company says, when the director signs the constitution, it says no capital in shares. But listen to this, sir.
We have been speaking for 15 minutes.
Okay, go on.
I've got, as the patient, to listen to you. Now, what I'm going to tell you is that you can talk.
The doctors are finished.
He's not going to bring you anywhere.
I stripped the doctor's computers.
Because we are only court officers. We don't have any.
I stripped the doctor's computers and I've got them in a forum. They're talked out every single day. They're in a forum talking how they're going to get me on medication. We're going to ruin his life. I've stripped the doctor's computers. I've got their insurance policy of NHS resolution.
Yeah, I'll have to let you go because I'll have to let you go.
What you have to do is what's best for the company. If I'm telling you that something bad's going to happen to the company, administration is supposed to be able to deal with that. When someone signs for the constitution to manage that court, the director manager signs for it, it says that he will make sure that that company is protected. I'm coming now, and it's your job to maintain the information that I'm passing you for, and for you to handle it. Otherwise, if the company sinks, you've been warned, and it's your own fault. It's not that you don't have legal departments that can't deal with you. You're in a courthouse. I'm gonna go, sir. You have a good day.
You too. Thank you, sir. Bye.
Goodbye.